If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number 4. Hour 4 of the radio show. We're enjoying some potato soup right here in hour number 4. And it's about the Zeke, doing a little window shopping. Zeke Elliott, he's unemployed right now. He'd like a job. We are going to make you a career counselor. You're a career counselor for Zeke Elliott. Where do you advise him to go? And why are there 3 premium contenders allegedly interested in Zeke Elliott? Is that real or fake? And what are the odds of a career rebirth in New Laundry for the ex-Cowboy Zeke Elliott? We'll talk about that as well. Right now, here it is, hour number 4. Window shopping. That's what you're doing right now, window shopping. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, partners in crime, as we are satisfying your senses, unless we don't. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and unmistakably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the road, the end of the road. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the Trading Post in the pigskin world. How about them Cowboys? Once you've been branded a cowboy, you have cred, street cred, for like the rest of your career. So a cowboy, an ex-cowboy, is looking for his new rodeo. Zeke Elliott. Hello. Now, he was unceremoniously dumped by Jerry's World recently. And now, as you know, he's a free agent, which is nice, politically correct terminology for unemployed. You should say that. If you lose your job, you say, I'm a free agent. I think I'm going to do that. When I lose this job, I'll be like, I'm a free agent right now. And so Zeke Elliott is job hunting, and I know you're dying to know his career possibilities. Have you heard? Maybe not. Maybe you actually have a life and you don't pay attention or you missed it. We have learned that running back Zeke Elliott, former Ohio State Buckeye, has, quote, narrowed his options down to the Eagles, Jets, and Bengals. Adam Schefter tells us that a decision will be made shortly, likely by the end of the day today. Today, Friday. Today's the day. You know what that means? Exactly. We must unite as one here in the Maller Militia and offer our services. Help this man out. So let's discuss the question. I have now made you the career counselor for Zeke Elliott, unemployed professional football player Zeke Elliott. Where do you advise him to go? Assuming this report is accurate, and I already have my doubts, Eagles, Jets, and Bengals. Where do you go? So my thoughts on this, I've got Porkopolis, Wreck-It Ralph, and Sizzle. Just like that. And we will tie all of these things together, and we are going to make the Baba Ganoush. Make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush for Jerome in Kansas City, who no longer calls the show, but I don't care. All right, so A, think of this as a sports radio public service announcement, the PSA. And I'm proud to say that I have done more PSAs doing this shift than anyone else in radio. They'll see you before you see them. So we have activated the Maller Think Tank to help you out here. This is a one-man focus group, or woman if you want, but I'm a dude. So consultant to the stars, the Maller Think Tank, we have advised everyone from LeBron James to Michael Jordan back in the day, random baseball players. So sitting here in the catbird seat in the Magic Radio box on top of the bully pulpit, we have a lot of influence. So our unsolicited advice for Zeke Elliott, where do you advise him to go? We advise him to go to Porkopolis, which was the name of Cincinnati back 200 years ago. They called it Porkopolis. Why? Because meatpacking was a big deal and a lot of pork. And so they called it Porkopolis. But the Bengals make the most sense for Zeke Elliott. And here's why. You can ride the coattails of Joe Burrow. Cincy is getting ready to say bye-bye to Joe Mixon and his sister, who's been accused of shooting a gun at random kids playing Nerf in the neighborhood. The Bengals are a bona fide, certified heavyweight contender in the AFC. I realize they're not the Chiefs, and they're not, you know, Buffalo's in that mix. They're right at the top. We are skeptical that Zeke Elliott has anything left in the tank to push forward. Now, if you could freeze your memory back when he was good, then okay. And go back and you could recreate that. If you can get your DeLorean out and go back to that point in time. Nevertheless, for this little exercise, we are providing career advice and counsel to Zeke Elliott, and I would take the Bengals. Philly would be fun because you get to play the Cowboys twice a year. However, the Eagles had a fluke season in 2022, and the NFL is going to outlaw the secret sauce of Jalen Hurts. The tush push is said to be going the way of the dodo bird. So that's going away. And Philadelphia overachieved. And my experience is when you have an extreme outcome, it is followed up with a regression to the mean. Extreme outcomes are followed by more moderate ones. There's also a report that comes out of Philly. One of the Eagle reporters who's in the tank with the team says the Eagles have told him that they are not engaged in conversations with Zeke Elliott about joining the team, and they're happy with their running backs and all that. So that report indicates, if I read it right, that this Zeke Elliott story was a plant by his agent, and those are the teams he would like to play for, but not necessarily the teams that want him, vice versa. I think it takes two to have a relationship. I don't know, maybe one. It could be an arranged situation. This is the thing that Lamar Jackson is missing, because Lamar's got a guy that sells personal gyms as his agent. Zeke Elliott's got like a real highfalutin agent who's planning stories with Schefter and these other insiders. That's the way to do it. Now, as for gangrene, hyped up this year as a it team, the Jets would be a carbon copy of an old NFL team from the 1970s, the over-the-hill gang in the offensive backfield. Now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be 40. He's over the hill based on it's a young man's game in football. Zeke, mathematically, is not over the hill. He hasn't reached the age of 30. I believe he's 27, but he just plays like an old fogey is how he plays. All right, now, page two. Why are there three somewhat premium teams that were tossed out by Zeke Elliott said to be interested? And I am including the Jets because they will be shoved down your throat and my throat as a glamour team, assuming that nice package comes from Wisconsin and arrives in New Jersey. You have a falling star here, Zeke Elliott, who has provided, let me check my notes here, he's provided diminishing returns for several years. He was one of the worst running backs in the NFL last season. Not my opinion, it's fact. But hey, we're at a fork in the road. And if this is accurate, Zeke Elliott's got options. But it appears that teams are willing to break the cardinal rule of big-time athletic competition. Do not let a falling star fall on you. Less dominant players typically fall by the wayside. That's how it's supposed to work. But to answer the question why, I continue my long-standing take. This is more validation for my long-standing take that professional sports teams, in this case football, suffer from extreme Florence Nightingale syndrome. It's alive and well. And these executives, these coaches, believe that they can fix the career of Zeke Elliott and it's going to be their pet project. They've watched Wreck-It Ralph and they will bring in Fix-It Felix on the payroll and he's here to save the day, Fix-It Felix and all that. All right, last word. So what are the odds, just between me and you, what are the odds of Zeke Elliott's rebirth when he finally changes laundry? So we'll officially give the odds out once he actually picks a new team. But my odds as of this hour, slim and none. And right now, none is going through a metal detector at the TSA checkpoint, ready to go down to the terminal to get on a plane. Outside of an occasional blip, blippity blip, don't hold your breath. Zeke Elliott has been in rapid decline for multiple seasons. As we said, the parade has passed him by. No play for Mr. Gray, as the great Knicks legend would say. Now, my evidence on that would be the numbers and the eyeballs. Zeke Elliott finished dead last in the NFL in yards per touch last season. We gave this stat in a previous episode of the show, but it's worth repeating if you didn't hear it. So listen to this. This is the most damning argument against Zeke Elliott one can give. So he finished last in the NFL in yards per touch. Tony Pollard, his teammate, led the NFL in that category. That's among all players with 200 touches or more. Same quarterback, same offensive line, same receivers, same coaching staff, the same ecosystem. And yet, Tony Pollard was number one in the entire NFL, and Zeke Elliott was dead last. Averaged 3.9 yards per touch. Tony Pollard was 2 yards better. The Cowboys, but wait, there's more. The Cowboys averaged 5.7 yards per play with Tony Pollard on the field. Overall, right, that stat, they were ninth in the NFL. 4.9 yards per play with Zeke Elliott, and that is 27th. And so Zeke Elliott's a guy that has the name because of that afterglow from Jerry's World, but not the game. He's all sizzle and no steak. The steak is gone. And not even one of those rip-off Beyond Meat style tomahawk steaks. Not even that. And again, this is on the public record. I'm not just making this up. And he's only 27. He plays older, as we said. And the other number that is just mind-blowing is that Zeke Elliott has not scored a touchdown outside the red zone since 2019. And he's touched the ball 1,100 times. So he is essentially a short yardage specialist, goal line situation. For the most part, that's where he's effective, at least at scoring touchdowns. So I've made my argument, but somebody will sign him. I'm skeptical it's going to happen today, but we'll keep you posted. And if it happens over the weekend, we will be back behind the microphones practicing the ancient art of gasbaggery starting on Sunday night into Monday morning. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to join us, you can hop right on that line. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of the program. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. We might read your comments on the air. And if you have not heard the show tonight, big announcement from a platinum-winning Benny Award winner, Jay Scoop, one of the great musicians on the show, and he's won so many awards. He had a big announcement back in hour one. If you missed it, you're going to want to download that podcast. It'll be up shortly after we get done. Nobody else has that content. Nobody else has it. We're the only show that's got that content. Straight ahead, the Coop Scoop on entertainment. We also have Balderdash coming up later in the hour. We'll get to all of that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Just like our page, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
The Coop Scoop on entertainment's coming up for you in a little bit. Stevie Meatballs writes in from the Sunshine State. He says, excellent Maller monologue on washed up Zeke Elliott. NFL GMs ain't no dummies, except for a few. Well, all it takes is one dummy. I need more dummies in radio so I can get paid the big money. I need a big moron in radio. You probably already think my bosses are morons for hiring me, but all you need is one person to overpay. He says, a month or two after the draft, when nobody picks him up, watch brainstem Bill Belichick grab him on the cheap, and then watch number 15 run for 15 yards per game. Well, that's the hot analysis there from Stevie Meatballs. Chip in the Q's. Beautiful Syracuse writes in, says, A-plus on the Maller monologue. I find shopping for glass to be a pain. I see what you did there. We have the Coop Scoop coming up in a little bit. Let's go to the phones, and we say hello to our friend Butch on the international line. Hello, Butch. He's calling us from Portugal. Hello, Butch. Welcome.
Hey, Ben. Hey, everybody on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on in Portugal? What brings you there?
I'm actually at a convention with European Union military trying to see how to better support the Ukraine. So good on Jay Scoop. Be careful.
Yeah.
Glad he's doing it, but you know, that's cool. He's going to do that.
Are they whining and dining you? Or are they spoiling you in Portugal? It's some beautiful places.
No.
No, they're not.
No, it's great. It's great. I brought my family because that's just a confidence, but it's just a thing to figure out how to better to support the Ukraine.
Oh, good. Have you walked through any medieval castles while you've been there? Have you cobblestone villages and all? Yeah, sure.
Yep.
All right.
Lots of tapas and sangria and a couple of things. And also, other than the Jay Scoop thing, which is kind of cool, he's doing that. There's a lot of people doing it, but, you know, he's one of your guys, so that's cool. But the other thing was, I totally agree with you with Zeke Elliott. He's done. But he's still not as bad as that scratch-off guy that calls you. That dude, since he got, like, TikTok or Twitter or whatever, man.
Butch, wait a minute. Time out. Are you telling me it's not compelling talk radio when Sir Scratchoff calls up and does shout-outs to his Twitter followers? You're not enjoying that content? What's wrong with you?
What kind of loser are you? I'd rather listen to Blind Emmett. He sucks, too.
Oh, wow. Shots fired at Blind Emmett. You wanted to – any of the other handicapped listeners, you'd like to attack them while we're at it here?
No, maybe next year because, you know, I think I could have at least came in second for International Call of the Year, but you didn't have that category. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
We got to bring that back.
But we shot at the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's limited. We have you. We have Terry in England. We have some buddies in Australia. So,
Terry in England are the Australian guys. They didn't really call last year.
Yeah. Well, Terry's called now. We've got, I think of Butch as Autobahn Butch, though. I think of you as the Autobahn guy, Butch. That's usually what I am.
But, this is actually the 10th country I've called you from. In February, I was just on hold too long. I took my wife and kids to the Daytona 500 and was calling you from, like, one of the practice days or something. And I was just on hold too long, but
that's America. Who cares about that?
That's right. You're right about that. But, hey, what the heck? Anyway, I just want to say have a good morning to everybody. Good for Jay Scoop.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, if you missed that announcement, Jay Scoop, he announced big announcement coming up in an hour one. It'll be on the podcast later today. Butch has been listening all the way back since hour one. Let's go to Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollering James.
Hey, Ben, why don't you let me talk to Tammy?
Oh, I didn't realize you were there. That's not very nice. That's the first thing you say to me. How dare you?
Hi, James. I'm still here.
Oh, there's Tammy right there. Say hi to Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, James. How are you?
Oh, he's asking how you're doing, James.
Are you naked right now?
No, Tammy. We're on the radio,
please,
Tammy.
God, no. Please, God,
James,
no.
Can you believe that? How rude is that?
I'm wearing pink panties on right now.
All right, please. All right. Come on. You've gone too far. What's wrong with you?
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. It's so nice, the band, to talk to Tammy.
Yeah. Oh, James, thank you. You're so sweet.
Okay. We're going to have Tammy pop out of a cake right now for your birthday, James. Your dreams are coming true. It's fascinating.
I want my birthday from you, Ben.
What's that? You want me to give you a golden ticket for your birthday?
Yeah. It's coming up. Yesterday was the 23rd. My birthday's in July.
Your birthday's in July? James, it's May. It's March. It's not even. We're not even in April or May. July's way down the line, James.
I'm jumping the gun because I'm having fun talking to Ben Mahler, and he's not on the run.
What's his name?
What's my name, James?
Ben Mahler.
Oh, see, he got it right that time, Eddie.
I did. I had to switch it up.
What have you been doing, James? I don't hear from you as much. They got you in the jail over there? What do they got going on?
My phone. I got a new charger.
Tammy Congratulations.
Sent me a phone a long time ago, so I had to take that charger, put it onto my insurance wireless phone, for my Obama phone, to hook it up to that phone to get the phone to go into the dome.
Yeah. If I ever
coming out of the closet.
The best thing Barack Obama did was the Obama phone, because it's fascinating. All these guys, half my callers have these Obama phones. Without Barack Obama, I'd have no one to call the show. It's fascinating to me that everyone's got one of these. All right, James, you're a riveting caller, as always. Just an amazing caller. And I think I'm going to meet you, James, in a couple of months. How amazing will that be?
If you come in a limousine and you escort me out of here, don't say, that Ben Mahler. That Ben Mahler, who the heck is that guy to take Tyler and James in his arms and meet and greet him and do a wonderful deed? Why it'll be an honor.
James, we're not a morning zoo show or an afternoon drive show. We have no budget. I will be going in an Uber or a Lyft is what I'll be going in when I get there. But anyway, all right, thank you. I got to go.
I'm coming out of the closet.
All right, James, please. We're on the air.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zen 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zen nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zen isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. We got the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Let's go to the phones right now. We'll say hello to Whoopi Pie Blair in the great state of Maine. Hello, Whoopi Pie Blair.
Sorry, I'm still talking to him.
It's too much masturbation, the problem here.
Blair, hello.
Oh, my answer, it's Ben Maller. I haven't talked to him in weeks or months. What's up, Ben Maller? I hear Coop is going to Boston. Is that where you're going?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going if you're not going.
You don't want to meet Coopaloop, though? You can hang out with Coop.
I don't have a ride there.
No.
I ain't going all the way 4 hours or 6 hours to Boston just to hang out with Coop. It's not going to be you.
Oh, okay. Look at that. See, I'm his favorite there. I'm his favorite, Coop. He wants to hang out with me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather hang out with Ben Maller and the people that would want to go.
Would you want to hang out with me if I brought Marcel with me?
Yeah, and the only people that would go to take me would be my friends that want to hang out with you and... They wouldn't drive all the way, and I don't have plans set for that, so no.
All right. Well, Blair, good news. Later this summer, Blair, I don't have the trip planned, but I do have to head back to your neck of the woods, so I might make an appearance in Maine, so you'll have to show up for that.
So where?
I don't know yet, Blair. I haven't
planned. Me.
Do you know a place?
Come to Waterville. Why don't you make a trip to Waterville?
You want me to go to your name? Oh, my God. You want me to go to your town is where you want me to go, Blair?
Oh hell yeah! Oh yeah!
How many people live in Waterville, Maine?
It's big, but not as big as Portland, Maine. I mean, if you go to Portland, Maine, I'll make sure my mom takes me to Portland
to see you. Well, maybe
my mom will meet you.
I'll figure out. My mom
would meet you somehow. You come and all my right. mom meet you.
Love
and
to meet
her
your
boyfriend.
Mom. She's a lovely lady.
Made off
sure.
and stuff, and I already got people texting me now. See what you did? I got a beep on my tablet.
It's not my fault, man. It ain't my fault.
I'm on the radio finally with you. They wait forever to hear me call in. And they've been asking me, one of my friends be asking me, well, when are you going to call in to Ben Maller? I say, I don't know. I never know. And now I'm getting texts from people.
Okay, all right. This is amazing.
And Messenger on Facebook. And you're the man.
All right.
Get out of my way, you bleeping white boy. Okay. You're the man, Ben.
Oh, thank you, Blair. How can I be the man when you're the man? You want to say out of the real man? You want to say out of Marcel?
Yeah. Let's say hi.
All right, let's go.
Fire over there. So I was wondering.
All right, let's go to Marcel in Brooklyn for a quick get together. These two blood rivals here, Marcel and Whoopi Pie Blair. Hello, Marcel.
Oh,
hi, Marcel. How are you doing?
Devil, the enemy who got
Marcel
on Twitter.
Marcel, I don't even have a Twitter, Marcel, but how are you doing?
Up.
I heard, Marcel, I need to ask you a question, buddy. How are you doing? Because I heard there was a fire in a neck of the woods where you were, and it was an apartment fire, and I was hearing it wasn't good, and a lot of people had to leave their apartments and stuff above a barber shop. And how are you doing, though?
What? Stop dropping wool, you hacker!
Marcel, he's being nice, Marcel. Whoopi Pie Blair's trying to be a friend of yours.
Ben, no. He's the total unfriend enemy, and he's just like a Blair hacker and Blair Putin. Get
I'm
over
a
it.
Hacker? What are you? What are you? Chop liver?
Oh,
yeah, really?
Chop
liver.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, well, who do you think you are, buddy?
No, who do you think you are, you selfish hacker?
Yeah,
you got
come on, let's go take it face by face. Would you come to Maine so I could take you down and wrestle you down on the turf and put your face in turf, and then you'd
not
be done,
true,
buddy.
You selfish idiot.
You know what? Guess what? Chicken butt. You look like a chicken butt.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you both. All right. That's it. Thank you. We've reached the chicken butt version of the show now. All right. On that note, I'm done. Get rid of those guys. Thank you. Let's get over to Koopaloop. The Koop Scoop on Entertainment. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood.
Oh, chicken butt Blair.
Oh, man. Hopefully my bosses are fast asleep right now or I won't be back on Monday. Let's go to Coop for the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. Holy crap.
All right, Ben.
That's why just pretend that didn't happen, right, Coop?
We'll no,
that,
we'll never.
That hey, those are, those we'll are two. Forget. Those are two multi-time right. caller of the years. That's the best that we have to offer.
Clash of the Titans.
And they say talk radio's gone down. How dare they?
All right. Heading over to the theaters. We've got John Wick Chapter 4 coming out this weekend.
My wife just saw that tonight.
I bet there was some shooting involved.
You didn't go see it with her?
No, I have a job. I have to work. I couldn't. It's like a really long movie, she said.
Is it?
Yeah, like really, really, really long.
So, well, yeah. I have heard that this is getting the best reviews of the entire John Wick saga.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. It has a 95% Rotten Tomato score.
My golly. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
Have you seen any of the John Wick films, Ben?
No.
I saw the first two. I did not see the third one.
I've seen them all. They're great. I love them.
Seen a lot of baseball.
2 hours and 49 minutes.
Whoa. Ooh,
that's a lot of shooting.
That's like an American League baseball game. Come on.
Wow, that's pretty long for a John Wick movie, I'll check it out. I'll let you guys know how it is.
That is about an hour and 20 minutes too long.
Yeah. How do you know? Don't you want to get your money's worth?
No, because movies and shows, I was told by somebody years ago, I have to be 90 minutes. That's the sweet spot, 90 minutes. When you see a show Vegas or Broadway, it's 90 minutes.
If it's good, I want it to last forever. Yeah.
That's true. I agree with you. All right, moving over to television. Moving over to television. There's not much going on today, but on Sunday night, we've got the return of a couple good shows. First of all, we have the fourth and final season of HBO's Succession at 9 p.m. This is probably one of the best shows on television. So, I mean, if you haven't seen it, try and catch up before Sunday. But just like all the rest of the seasons, this one's getting great rave reviews. Definitely recommend checking that out on HBO. And then also coming back, this is the second season of Yellow Jackets on Showtime. That is also at 9 p.m. And that one, if you don't recall, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of like a Lord of the Flies type situation. A high school, I can't remember if they were softball or soccer. I think they were soccer team. But they're playing crashes and they're all like, then weird stuff starts happening. I think some of them eat each other.
That's nice.
Yep. Yeah. But this season sees Elijah Wood and Lauren Ambrose join the cast. So it should be good stuff, getting good reviews. And then finally, last but not least, we have a new Apple TV Plus show premiering on Wednesday. This one's called The Big Door Prize. It's a comedy where basically it takes place in a southern town where a mysterious photo booth-sized machine appears in a grocery store. And for just a few dollars, the machine promises to reveal each customer's true destiny, which prompts the local townspeople to make drastic changes to their lives. That one stars Chris O'Dowd, and that is Wednesday on Apple TV+. And that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
Thank you for that, Koopaloop. If you'd like to play Balderdash, call right now. We have a good amount of time for Balderdash. 877-99.
We already have our contestants, Ben.
Oh, we do? Okay, then don't call. Pretend I didn't give out the number. But we will have Benny's Balderdash. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You can listen to the Ben Maller Show how you want, when you want, with podcasting. Some P1s find themselves binge listening to classic episodes, while others like to space things out. Either way, by subscribing to the free Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast, you help this overnight dinghy stay afloat and annoy the executive kingpins who don't understand why you listen. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! And away we go. It's Balderdash time. We have our defending champion from Tampa, Florida. We say hello to Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to the Ben Maller Show.
Morning, Ben. I'm thinking about being known as Chicken Butt from now on. I'm seriously considering it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin. I would never allow that kind of content on a radio show. How dare you? And we have Robbie the Mariner fan. Hello, Robbie the Mariner fan.
What's up, Ben?
Welcome, Robbie. How's life treating you?
Pretty good.
All right. Kevin, this is a heavyweight matchup, Kevin. I hope you're prepared.
Yeah, it's early, man, but I'll do my best.
Huh? You see that, Robbie? He's scared of you. You see what he did right there? He said it's early. He's planning the excuse if it doesn't work out for him. I mean, what that move is. Yeah,
I was up late watching the Gonzaga game, okay?
Oh, were you?
So was I.
Yeah, so was I, and I'm still awake. So there you go. Anyway.
Yeah.
I know. All right. We have a time zone advantage, but let's do it anyway. Here we go. Balderdash time. And the categories, gentlemen, we have Alumni Association and Chuckles. Chuckles. All right. Mr. Champion, which one would you like?
Alumni Association.
All right. Very good. I will name the athlete. You tell me the college they went to, and you listening, play along, see if you can do better than these two guys. Question for $200. I name the athlete. Tell me the college they went to. Deion Sanders.
Kevin. Florida State.
That is correct. The Seminoles of Florida State for prime time. Let's go. Question two, $400. I name the athlete. Tell me the college they went to from the NFL. Champ Bailey.
Kevin. Georgia.
On my mind. Hey, Rob, is your buzzer working there, Robbie?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay. I name the athlete. Tell me the college they went to for $600 from the NBA. Ray Allen.
Kevin. UConn.
Okay, that is right. Yeah. This is a domination situation. And for $800, I will name the athlete. Tell me the college they went to from the NBA. Lamar Odom.
Robbie. Lifeline, Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on, man.
Was it Rhode Island?
Is that what you want to go with?
Yeah.
All right. It is Rhode Island. Well, he actually went to a couple schools, but he went to UNLV, too. But Rhode Island's where he ended up. And just like that, Robbie's back in the game, thanks to Eddie. And we'll keep it going. We'll close out this category. I name the athlete. You tell me the college they went to for $1,000 for Major League Baseball, Jason Veritek.
Robbie, Georgia Tech.
Boom.
Oh, you baseball guy, Robbie. And Robbie takes the lead. Oh, my God. Robbie takes the lead.
Chuckles, Eddie.
That's true. Chuckles.
Like, you knew who Jason Veritek went to college at.
Stop. All right. Calm down.
Oh, brother. You got
Chuckles
one
category.
Right.
Right. You want to take it outside, boys? These sports figures are all considered funny. Are you ready? All right. $200. This former all-star power forward has Robbie.
Charles Barkley?
No! Minus 200. This former all-star power forward has given stand-up comedy a shot at the famous Laugh Factory after testing his comedic skills in the many Kia commercials. He is currently toiling away on the Celtics bench.
Nah, I don't want to. I don't know that.
All right.
Eddie. Blake Griffin.
That is correct. The great Blake Griffin. Blake Effect from the Clippers team back in the day. Lob City. $400. Chuckles the category. This former wide receiver's antics were not considered funny to everyone, but he would go on to incredible lengths to get a laugh on the field, including a mock proposal to be a, as a cheerleader.
Robbie.
Also, Robbie.
Uh-oh.
Carol Owens?
No. All right. Things
you
are
know what?
I'll turn.
Just let him keep answering wrong and backing himself out.
Oh, okay. This guy, he did the river dance. I remember he changed his name. That's Chad Ochocinco. Chad Ochocinco is the answer. $600. Considered one of the best right-handed hitters of all time, this athlete's comedy was very polarizing as well. He would often be seen listening to a Walkman in the outfield or taking a bathroom break inside the Green Monster.
Robbie.
Robbie.
Manny Ramirez?
That is correct. Manny Ramirez. Uh-oh. This strategy might backfire for Kevin. $800. Known as a lockdown defender and spot-up three-point shooter, this small forward slash shooting guard was also known for his goofy celebrations, but he's probably most well-known for blowing into the ear of LeBron James.
Kevin. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. What, whoa?
Nate.
No.
Come on. Spit it out, Kevin.
Oh, my God. I can see it.
Three, two, one.
Lance.
Robbie, you want to steal, Robbie?
Hell no.
Okay.
Eddie.
It's Eddie.
Lance Stevenson. Oh, Lance. Stevenson.
Yeah,
Lance Stevenson. That's it.
All right, what's the score, Coop?
It's 1,800 to 400.
All right. Oh, so it doesn't matter. The last question doesn't matter. So we won't even get to the last question. All right. Well, Kevin, you predicted your demise, so congratulations on that.
Well, no, Lance Stevenson, man.
Yeah. All right. Robbie the Mariner fan. He wins it. What a way to end the week. Unbelievable. Have a great weekend.
Got a murder. Got to go.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.